This evening's gospel is a difficult one. It's confrontational, and it doesn't leave much, if any, wiggle room. It would appear what Jesus is trying to tell us is that we are either looking towards the reign of God, or we are not. We are either responding to the call of life, or we are not. We are either open to the coming future, or we are not. It seems Jesus is calling us, all of us, into question, and that is not an easy or comfortable thing to do. Jesus is calling into question the direction of our lives, the values we claim to hold, and how we are living and embodying those very values. Jesus is asking us to look at ourselves rather than the Samaritan. Luke's gospel does not allow us to turn away from the people and the situations that are right in front of us, or the future that is coming to us. In fact, what Jesus is doing is recognizing and holding before us the tensions in which we live today. On the one hand, we might say, "Jesus, I will follow you wherever you will go." On the other hand, we might also be inclined to say, "But first, let me go and do whatever it is I gotta do." You probably know what this is like, and boy, I know I sure do. Today's gospel story is asking us to be present to the ongoing living story of God's reign unfolding all around us. Today's gospel is asking us to put aside our own needs in the moment and to be utterly present to what is occurring right before our eyes and what is unfolding. Can we radically and faithfully, as the moment cries for, love our neighbors as ourselves? I have spent so much time reflecting and considering how God might be calling and asking us to respond, given the climate within Canada today, particularly regarding the ongoing discoveries of Indigenous children found in unmarked graves at residential schools. Both our readings this evening offers us a glimpse of responding to and participating in God's reign. And Romans, in particular, offers us a reminder of the importance of time, history, and the specificity of context. In its original form, Paul is speaking to Christians under persecution in Rome during a time that there were armed revolts rising up and being brutally put down all over the empire. He's concerned about church members being arrested, tortured, and executed by the government. Paul doesn't want Christians disobeying every law in some sort of gross misunderstanding of his teachings about the freedom of Christ. Rather, he is saying to them, keep your heads down. Don't be a rebel just for the sake of being a rebel. Paul is also acknowledging that some sort of order is necessary for human beings to live together, and by no means is he saying all law is just. After all, Paul himself is eventually executed for violating Roman law, as was Jesus before him and thousands of Christian martyrs after him. Friends, I hope that as Christians, we can all agree that the life of Jesus is one of freedom in Christ, not servitude and complacency, to the powers that be. I hope we can agree that no particular iteration of policies, past and present, is such a bearer of God's will that its actions cannot be questioned. When we fail to be present in the moment, interpretation goes unchallenged, and tragedy arises. We are today and every day in the presence of the living God, who is compassion and mercy and justice. This ought to challenge us and remind us that we are not in charge of everything. We are to keep our eyes open, we are to be vigilant, take action when we can, and to pray for the day when things are indeed on earth as they are in heaven. Amen.